Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now we're going to the sports line. We're welcoming for the first time ever David Messer. He is the head coach of the Hanover Horton Football Comets. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you being here and making some time for us today. And, well, we've got a big game coming up this Friday, homecoming for the Comets against East Jackson. We're going to get to that in a second. But before we get there, I mean, tell us about how you feel, how things gone for you and your team so far this season. Are you feeling okay about where you guys are?
You know, I feel okay about it. I don't feel great about it just because, you know, we set the bar high and we want the kids to have high expectations. You know, we're sitting at 2-3. You know, three losses were to three really good football teams. Mm-hmm. However, you know, we want the kids to look at, you know, that they're capable of beating anybody. And they've been playing that way. I can't complain about the way the kids have been playing. They've been playing their hearts out for me. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's about all you can ask for.
Right. You know, and it's, well, there's a reason why we call it the Rugged Cascades. There's not an easy game on the schedule. They're all pretty tough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And going into the East Jackson game, you know, you look at their record and you think maybe you got, you know, an easier opponent coming this week. But after I watched some film and they gave Manchester all they can handle, they're a good football team also.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things. We had a chance to cover East Jackson last year. And, again, they didn't have a great record last year, not a great record this year. But there's no quit in those kids. Even when they're down, they're playing every down like it's the first down.
Yeah, and I hadn't watched any tape on them going into this week, and the first thing I thought was, okay, they got some size, and they were bringing it on every play against Manchester and Addison, and those are two tough football teams.
Right.
And they just brought it to the end. They took that Manchester game right down to the wire.
Yeah. Well, so before we talk about kids and the team, I guess let's talk about East Jackson a little bit now since we're right here. What are your keys? What do you have to do to make sure that all your guys hit their marks and get a win on Friday?
Well, one of the things that, you know, we really work hard on this year is we want to stop the run. Obviously, we got some teams in this league that can throw the football around, and East Jackson can throw the football around as well. But we feel like if we can stop the run and try to make teams one-dimensional, that puts us in a better position to win the football game.
Okay. So that's defensively. What does East Jackson bring to the table defensively that you're going to have to overcome on offense?
Well, they got some size up front. We don't have a lot of size. You know, we just play with our hearts because, again, not a lot of size. They have some size. And like I said, you know, watching the Manchester game, they made it really Manchester scored quite a few points, but they made it difficult for Manchester to score some points just because they're such a physical football team offensively and defensively.
Right. Tell us about some of the kids on your team. And I know in a school the size of Hanover Horton, you're going to have a lot of guys who are playing both sides of the ball. So tell us about some of your impact players who are standing out and making a difference for the Comets this year.
Well, I think it starts with our quarterback. He's only a sophomore, but you wouldn't know that by watching him on tape. He has such a presence in the huddle, and that's Luke Soper. But he also has a presence in the pocket when he's back there throwing the ball. He's wise beyond his years, and he just gives us a great feel general offensively. And I know the coaches, because I coach the defense, the coaches that coach our offense, they have a lot of faith in that kid running our offense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a new offense that we just put together this year. So for him to have a grasp on it as well as he does is pretty important to us. Graham Gumper and Devon Ackley are probably our top running backs. We just got Logan Blackledge back from injury. He's going to be our third running back. And they're all three very skilled people. It'd be the first time we've had them all three healthy in a while, so we're looking forward to that. We feel like with those three guys along with our quarterback, we feel like we can move the ball around on just about anybody. Offensive line is starting to come together. We got a little injury bug going on there, but we feel like offensively we're going to be able to move the football. Defensively, again, you know, we just want to try to be physical, stop the run, and then if we can make a team one dimensional, we feel like that, you know, we have a good shot at winning.
Okay. What type of schemes? Let's talk offense for a second. What type of schemes are we going to see? Are you do you mostly run a spread? Are you going to run a tight formation? 50-50 running the ball, passing the ball. What's going to happen on Friday?
We try to be real balanced as far as throwing and running the football. It's kind of a pistol wing tee look. You know, we try to fake and spread it out to all the backs evenly. You know, keep you guessing. And then, you know, hit you with some play action with Luke Soper, you know, because he can throw the ball a mile. And if you watch some of his tapes from this year, he's very accurate, and he can throw the ball quite a distance. So he spreads the field just with his arm alone. Mm-hmm. And then because we got some speed in the backfield, you know, that keeps you honest also.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be a great position to have a sophomore at quarterback starting right now. I mean, your mouth has to be watering at the next couple of years too.
Yeah, and the three backs that I mentioned in Gumper, Ackley, and Blacklips, they're all juniors also. So we're a pretty young team. Most of our seniors are on the line of scrimmage, okay, you know, on both sides of the football.
Right. Okay. As far as what East Jackson is going to bring offensively, what do you think you need to do on defense? You mentioned that they can run it. So are you going to be bringing blitzes? Are you going to load the box up? Are you going to kind of keep it spread out a little bit? What do you see defensively, what you guys are going to be doing on Friday?
Well, we run a base 4-2, and we like to try to keep it simple, hoping that, you know, our kids can play a little bit faster. The thing is, they bring the pro eye, which is more of a power set, but then they also can go to a spread look also, so we have to be able to jump back and forth between the pro eye and their spread look. Mm-hmm. And they got quite a few athletes across there, so when they spread us out, you know, they're trying to get their guys out in space. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback's pretty athletic, and their running back, he has no quit in him, you know. His legs are moving until he hits the ground. He's a real tough kid.
All right. Let's move away from the game on Friday. I kind of want to talk about you and your journey a little bit. You're being a first-year head coach. I know Hanover Horton, they kind of settled on someone first, and then they left to go to another school. What was that process like, getting in there to be the coach of Hanover Horton? And how, I mean, what was it like getting the season started for you? Because I feel like it was kind of a quick start for you.
Yeah, I don't remember the date exactly, but I think it was towards the end of May. I just know that there was 1 week of school left.
Okay.
So I had 1 week to try to get into the school, have a quick meeting, and, you know, it was before school, so I didn't have a lot of time. So I basically just got names and phone numbers and, you know, got to look them over, but obviously I didn't know who any of them were. And then, you know, they were off on their summer break. Right. And then so we were just trying to put some things together starting in June as far as weight training and conditioning and just, you know, trying to see, hey, who can throw the football, who can catch it, who can, because I literally knew none of these kids.
Right.
So, yeah, we were off and we were a little behind, but we got off and running as quickly as we could. And, you know, we had some kids straggling in here and there through June because there was a lot of baseball and basketball stuff going on at the time. And, you know, these kids being 2- and 3-sport athletes keeps them pretty busy, which I'm a big fan of, you know, trying to get everybody to be a 3-sport athlete. I think that just makes for not only, you know, better athletes, but also think it makes for better community.
Better community, and, better kids. You know, you like to have that well-rounded kid.
Absolutely, absolutely. So pretty happy with that most of the kids were staying busy with other sports too. Then as we get into July, some of that baseball and basketball stuff dried up a little bit. So then I got to see, you know, probably half the team up until that point. And then we had a camp. And then, you know, from there went into double days. And, you know, we're sitting at, I think we got 24 kids on varsity. A couple of them are freshmen. A couple of them are sophomores. And then we got probably 20-ish terrible with numbers. Mm-hmm. Junior high program's looking pretty good as far as numbers go, too. So yeah, we were a little behind the eight ball when we got going, but, you know, and at times I still feel like me and the coaches are still getting to know each other, you know, to some extent, as well as getting to know some of these kids, too.
Right.
But having a lot of fun with it, and we got a lot of passion. And like I said, these kids have been playing their hearts out, and I can't fault them for that at all.
Where do you realistically see your team here at the end of the season? Where do you think you guys are going to end up?
One thing that I haven't talked to the kids about this year is numbers, mm-hmm. as far as wins and losses go. You know, when I sat down with my coaches, you know, and we talked about goals, I told them my goal was to give these seniors, who I didn't even know at the time, I want to give them the best season that we can possibly give them, you know, from a coaching standpoint and giving them every opportunity to succeed. When I looked at the schedule, 0-4 was not out of the question. 0-5, not out of the question, you know, with the tough schedule that we had and the fact that we were putting in a brand new offense, putting in a brand new defense. So I give my assistant coaches and these kids a lot of credit for the fact that we're sitting at 2-3. Hoping to get to 3-3 at homecoming this week. You know, peeking at the playoff numbers, I think it's very doable for these guys. And if we can make the playoffs at the end of this year, because, you know, with Napoleon running away with the league at this point, we got 2 league losses. I think, you know, wanting a league title for us is probably out of the question at this point. But, hey, let's make the playoffs. And if we get a little bit better each week, to say what happens when we get there.
Yeah, if the season were ended today, I think you're, what, 27th, 26th, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, yes, yeah, you guys are in if it ends today. But let me talk about next year a little bit, because Cascade's kind of going through a little different look. There's going to be some new teams coming in, some bigger competition, some smaller competition. I guess give me your thoughts on what it looks like for you guys next year with the new look Cascades.
Right. Well, it's tough for me to have too much of an opinion just because, you know, I'm still getting to know the Cascades. However, I think with a lot of the other movement that I've seen in other leagues, I think a lot of these leagues are getting in a position where you either need to make moves or, you know, to solidify your conference, or you take the risk of, you know, some of your teams going off to some of these conferences that are trying to improve themselves. So I think it has to be a positive that we're going to add some teams. Some of these, you know, I look at Detroit County and I'm scared for them. You know, the Big Eight, who knows what's going to happen over there. And I don't ever want to be, you know, at a point where we're looking at the Cascades going, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to us?
Right.
So bringing in these teams and, you know, in different levels or different sizes, I think is going to help everybody. And, you know, we play Jonesville here in a couple weeks, a few weeks anyway. So, and we scrimmaged Leslie. So we have a little bit of experience with these guys. And like I said, I think anytime you can make your conference stronger, it's a good move.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here today. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to being on the call for a great game on Friday, and we're wishing you the best of luck throughout the season.
Hey, thank you very much, and we're happy to have you this Friday. Thank you for coming.
Coach David Messer, head coach of the Hanover Horton Comets, joining us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.